Hi, I'm Mark Chavez. I'm one of the hosts of Let's Make a comedy docuseries podcast about the creative process. Each season, my co-hosts, Ryan Beal, Maddie Kelly, and I take on an artistic challenge and you follow our journey. In Let's Make a Sci-Fi, we wrote a science fiction TV pilot. In Let's Make a Rom-Com, we wrote a romantic comedy film. And on our latest season, Let's Make a Horror, we produced a horror short film. And when we run into trouble, we interview Hollywood experts. People who have worked on big things like The Blair Witch Project, The Office, Star Wars, Mamma Mia, and more. All three seasons of Let's Make a are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Witch Prophet is a Canadian musician whose new record is about her experience with something called temporal lobe epilepsy, which she says caused her to have these prophetic dreams and intense seizures. And she's written about that experience on her powerful new record. It's called Gateway Experience. Witch Prophet will be here to tell you all about it. I'm Tom Power. You're listening to Q.
Sound does affect our brain in a way. And so that really made me be like, what if sound is a way to also heal?
I close my eyes. You still haunt my dreams.
I don't think anyone has thought about sound as a thing that can literally heal more than Witch Prophet. Before we get into that, let me give you some background here. So Witch Prophet, Canadian musician from Toronto. She's put out album after album of experimental and genreless and just excellent music. So much so that her last record, DNA Activation, came out in 2020. It got shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, which, if you don't know, is the award given out to the best Canadian album, like based only on artistic merit, not on sales or anything like that. And her new album is, we'll say, it's a similarly experimental. It's similarly genreless, and it's similarly excellent, but it is personal in a way that I wasn't expecting. Witch Prophet on this record decided to open up about this debilitating condition she has called temporal lobe epilepsy, and she'll tell you what the symptoms are, but when you hear about them, it's really shocking when she tells you what she's been going through. Her new album is called Gateway Experience. I'm so happy to have Witch Prophet join me in the studio. Here's our conversation. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about this record, and kind of the center of this record is, I guess we'll say it's a condition that I didn't know you had, and forgive my ignorance, I didn't know that much about.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it is? And
yeah, I suffer with focal aware seizures, so what that means is that it's not a clonotonic seizure, so it's not one where I lose consciousness or where I'm shaking. It's one where I'm completely aware, but where it has a very weird sensation. So like deja vu, extreme deja rev, which it just means already dreamed versus already seen. Memory loss, out-of-body experiences, dizziness, a rush of fear, a rush of joy, depending. Yeah, so it's all those things sort of mixed in together that last not more than 2 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
So it's not like when I hear the word seizure, I think of, you know, someone shaking or, convulsing or vibrating or something like that.
Mm-hmm. There's so many different types of seizures, and there's some where it just looks like somebody's daydreaming.
Yeah.
And they can snap out of it and they won't remember anything that happens. But I am very aware of what's happening when it's happening.
When did this start?
I think it's been happening all my life.
Really?
I just didn't realize that it was happening until maybe about 2009 when I started slowly noticing a pattern. And then I started writing it down every time something weird was happening. And 2013 is when it really started to impact my daily life. So I went to a doctor and was like, this is what I've been writing down for the past however many years. And since then, it's just been test after test after test.
Well, how did it first? By the way, we only talk about this as much as you want to, by the way.
Yeah. I wrote a whole album about it. I'm fine to talk about it. I'm totally fine.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a medical thing.
Yeah,
you're trying to be a little bit cautious here. How did it first manifest itself?
It manifested itself first as incredibly lucid dreams. Prophetic dreams.
Prophetic dreams?
Yeah.
Like dreams, things happened or?
For sure. I've had dreams about people that I shouldn't even be dreaming about, and I will write down the dream, and then a couple weeks later, whatever was in my dream comes true, and I'm like, well, there it is. I wrote it down, so I know I'm not hallucinating.
Oh, my.
And I dated it, like, you know, in my book. So that's happened many times throughout my life, but that's sort of, I think, the first couple of instances of how it started showing up. More recently, it shows up as a déjà rêve, which is, it means already dreamed. So it's like I'm living my dream right now. So if I had dreamt this interview, forgotten about it, and then came in here and sat down and started talking, and then something we did would trigger that memory, and that memory would trigger an extreme sense of fear, and then a rising feeling in my stomach like I'm on a roller coaster, and then sweat like just immediately burst into overheating, and then within 30 seconds throwing up. So all of that lasts with a minute to 2 minutes the longest. So it's a very strange sensation to try to explain to the doctors. I kept saying I'm time traveling because I was like, I'm having a dream. I'm living this life and I remember what I'm doing as I'm doing it. But how can I remember it if it's a brand new experience? And obviously, I love sci-fi. I love everything conspiracy. I love anything that is other.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I am time traveling. This is time traveling. Yeah. And I'm throwing up because I am remembering this moment of time travel, which, of course, is not the best thing to go and tell the doctor because they're not going to see it that way.
How did the doctors take it?
The first doctor I spoke to, who wasn't my actual doctor, I went to a clinic first because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
They looked at me like I was crazy, like I had a mental health issue rather than a neurological issue or symptoms. And so it was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but that doesn't seem like it's something normal. And so that immediately threw me off of talking to doctors because I was like, I don't want you to say that I'm having a psychological problem. That's not what I'm having. I'm having physical situations happening. My son, my wife, like, has videotaped me when it's happened because I'm like, I need proof. I need you to be able to see my face, the fear, all that. It's hard to explain it until you see it on video.
Yeah.
And then one day I just happened to type in deja vu sickness in Google because I was like, I can't take it anymore. Like, what is this? So I typed in deja vu sickness, deja vu throwing up. First thing that came up was an epilepsy forum, people talking about the exact same thing that was happening to me, but to them, like word for word, the exact same thing.
That must have felt amazing.
Yes, it was like, finally, I can now show this to my doctors versus just being like, hey, I'm somebody, as you know, as a singer named Witch Prophet, and I'm time traveling because it doesn't really sound that great. But so, you know, showing them the stuff. And even then it was hard because doctors don't like you saying, I looked on Google and I found this.
Yeah.
But thankfully, my actual family doctor was like, okay, let's start running some tests. But with epilepsy and with seizures, you can't really catch anything unless you actually have a seizure the moment you're having like an EEG or whatever, like, you know, so it's really hard to catch.
Yeah.
Or if you have like scar tissue on your brain or, or a tumor, it's, you know, it's elusive.
Yeah. My friend of mine with epilepsy told me something like that one time. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, that thing where this is glib, but he said, you know, that thing where you take your car into the garage and the problem that your car was having.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden you turn on the car and the car works fine. He said,
exactly.
That was my life at the doctor for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not having a seizure now.
Yeah, exactly. I have so many different neurological doctors who are like, it doesn't seem like anything's wrong. Or maybe it's just a migraine. Maybe it's your period. Maybe, you know, so it's like, it's not a migraine. That's not my period.
So tell me a little bit. I didn't know. I mean, you and I have talked a couple of times and I didn't know any of this stuff. Tell me about writing about some of this experiences for the record.
Yeah. I work best with themes when it comes to records. So my last album, DNA Activation, was about my family. My first one was more about the Golden Octave was more about me and just kind of like songs that I needed to get out of the way.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, it was during COVID. Everybody's thoughts were on health and, different things that would how COVID would affect different issues that people are dealing with in their bodies.
Yeah, whether people might have pre-existing conditions and whether COVID might exacerbate them.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was really thinking about that a lot, and during the time of the 3 years of lockdown, I had a lot of seizures. So there was a couple days where I had like 7 seizures in a day, and where it just made me so exhausted that I was like, I don't know how to control this. I don't know how to take control of what's happening. So Sun was like, you should pray, you should meditate, you should. And I was like, yeah, I pray. I'm not that good at meditation because I fall asleep really easily. So it's too relaxing. I was like,
I'm picturing you cross-legged on the floor, just like, snoozing with your back on the couch.
I can fall asleep so fast. It's not even funny. So like, I was like, no, that's not that. Those aren't the things I need to do. First, it started with my song, I'm Scared. Sun had made a beat, like a folky sort of beat.
Mm-hmm.
After the day with the seizures, with the multiple seizures, I had written the song, I'm Scared. And then was sort of like, what if I focus this album on my health, but also in a way of still making it magical because it's about lucid dreaming and about astral projection and things that anybody can really tap into. It's not necessarily somebody with epilepsy or with seizures or with a neurological condition.
Mm-hmm.
How would I do that? And so that's really what kind of led me there. And then, of course, Sun introduced me to TikTok during COVID. And while I was on there, I came across a video of somebody talking about the Gateway Experience, which was a CIA program to work on astral projection and psychic abilities by using sound and pretty much sound waves on balancing the sound waves in your temporal lobes and in your brain.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, so I really was like, wow, this is amazing to have this CIA document come out and that sound does affect our brain in a way. And so that really made me be like, what if sound is a way to also heal?
Mm.
And if words are spells, which is what I believe, then what if I write these songs in a way to heal myself, but also to share my experience with other people who might be also having the same scenarios happening to them, but don't have a doctor who's willing to listen or access to Gmail or Google or whatever to type it in and be like, what's happening to me?
Like you were, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it work? Did you find writing about it healing?
I found that writing about it helped heal my fear around death, for sure.
Yeah.
I
only ask because you said, like, I wrote this record, I made this record in hopes to heal.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Did it stop the seizures?
No, of course not.
Did it allow me to have the right vocabulary to say, to speak to my doctors? Yes. Did it allow me to research and find that I'm not the only one out there this is happening to? Yes. But hopefully, I mean, it's just out. I stopped having nightmares.
Yeah.
The Energy Vampire song is about nightmares that caused me to have seizures. So mm-hmm. I stopped having those nightmares after I wrote them.
Yeah, I was definitely trying to use healing in mm-hmm. the more holistic sense rather than a curative.
Yeah, for sure.
Curative sense, mm-hmm. like a healing healing can be just getting through it.
Yes.
Healing, yeah. Healing can just be accepting it.
Yes,
healing
for sure.
We're going to play Memory. Mm-hmm. Tell me about featuring Begonia, a good friend of the show, from Alexis from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yeah, I love Begonia. I'm a huge fan of hers. And I was obsessively watching her Heaven live performance that she did in Winnipeg that's on YouTube.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Oh, I love that video so much. And I was obsessively watching it and memorizing the song and all the harmonies. And while I was doing that, I was working on this album. And I had written Memory and I still had a verse left. And I wrote something to it, but I wasn't really liking it. And I fell asleep one day after the studio. And I had a dream that me and Begonia were on stage at an award show and that we were singing Memory. And I woke up and I told Sun, and I was like, man, imagine if Begonia sang on the album. And she was like, you should just hit her up. And I was like, I don't think she knows me. But then I went on TikTok and her TikTok live popped up and she was just like doing her makeup before a show. So I was like, I'm just going to join it. So I joined it and she immediately was like, oh my God, Witch Prophet. I'm such a big fan. And I was like, what?
You were like, I'm in. I'm in, baby. I know what to do now.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you're a fan of me. I'm a fan of you. So because when I have dreams about people, I tell them regardless if I know them or not, I'll tell them. So I told her, I said, hey, I had this dream that we worked on a track together and I'd love to have you on my album. And she was like, yeah, hell yeah. So I told her what the album was about and what the song was about, bouts of memory loss after having seizures. And I sent her the track and she sent it back within a week. And I was like, this is fantastic. We didn't have to change anything. It was like so perfect.
Are vegans actually unhealthy?
Does cannabis ruin your sleep?
And why are so many men taking testosterone supplements?
I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg.
And we're the creators of the popular YouTube channel ASAP Science.
Every week on our podcast Side Note by ASAP Science, we explain the science behind a controversial subject with recent research, up-to-date studies, and ridiculous stories so you are entertained while, bam, simultaneously learning.
We're here to make science make sense.
Download Side Note by ASAP Science wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I hope people who are going to listen to this, other people who may not be as familiar with what you're talking about there, or ideally people who, like you, have been experiencing something so uncomfortable mm-hmm. for so long and so mm-hmm. something so harrowing for so long and had no knowledge of what it was, might be able to hear this and maybe able to get some at least some information, if not some peace. Can you set it up? Can you say, hey, my name is, and here's my song?
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
Hey, my name is.
That was a little aggressive. I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't
do
mean.
It right
no.
Now.
I didn't mean. I was like, it was supposed to be an encouraging Casey Kasem-esque come on, but it came across as like, right now, hurry up.
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
No, I was.
There's laughter afterwards.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
all
fine.
That matters. That's all that matters. We'll just wait till the microphones turn off and it's pure silence. Yeah. Please, at your leisure.
Thanks.
Would you mind introducing the song?
Yeah. So my name is Witch Prophet and you're going to hear Memory featuring Begonia off of my album Gateway Experience. And it is produced by my love, Sun.
From a brand new album, Gateway Experience,
That was Witch Prophet featuring Begonia, two good friends of the show, with a song called Memory on Q. That's it for our podcast today. If you want to get in touch with me, q@cbc.ca is the best way to do that. Our other show that's out today is with Sarah Goldberg. It's a conversation with her. She plays Sally on the HBO show Barry. Can I just sell it this way? She told maybe the best audition story, and I've heard a lot of them, maybe the best audition story I've ever heard in my entire life, and it leads to her getting the role of a lifetime. So you can check that out wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Tom Power. Later on.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.